This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North, and thanks so much for tuning in. For the second time in recent months, a major new open space project is about to, well, open in Milwaukee. This summer, it was the Three Bridges Park in the Menominee Valley. And this weekend, the 40-acre Rotary Centennial Arboretum opens along the Milwaukee River, north of downtown. The project is on land that was part of Milwaukee's heavily industrial past. It represents an expansion of the Urban Ecology Center, which will use the space for educational purposes, and it's also designated as a so-called children's forest by the U.S. Forest Service. Ken Leinbach is director of the Urban Ecology Center, Mary McCormick is executive director of the Milwaukee Rotary Club, and Jean Klassen is the coordinator for the Forest Service's Urban Connections Program in Milwaukee. Ken Leinbach tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke that the transformation of the landscape is as significant as the mission of the Arboretum itself.
One significance is it's on the Milwaukee River, and the Milwaukee River is actually the reason Milwaukee exists. So that's pretty cool. The other is there's a lot of history to the land, and we have pictures from the early 40s, and the land was nothing but huge industrial buildings, the National Brake and Electric Company, and industrial land, and smokestacks, and all of that. And what we've managed to do as a collective, we've co-created this incredible natural space out of this brownfield industrial land. And that's something special, especially being so close to a downtown metropolitan area. So it's to create a 40-acre arboretum within a mile and a half of downtown is pretty cool.
Planning for this started when?
Well, Rotary got involved in 2007. And, the late Peter Godfrey and Ken had been percolating this idea for, some time before that. But we really decided to move forward in 2008. So it's been 5 years of moving forward to get this done and opened on the 28th of September. And it's very exciting.
Well, and you said, you explained what the land looked like in the 40s. What did it look like in 2008?
In 2008, you had an old abandoned factory, and you had just a flat section of old fill that was filled with bricks and cinder blocks and such like that. And that fill was on top of land that was contaminated from years prior. So it was pretty rough.
Well, so then walk us through what it took to make this transformation happen. What physically had to happen to it in order for it to look like it does today?
One could even say it looked like that in 2012.
That's true. Yeah. In 2012. If you think about it like painting your house, everybody says, oh, let's paint the house. And then you realize as you get into the project that there's a lot of work to painting a house. And first you have to plan, and then you have to figure out colors, and then you actually have to do the scraping and all that. And the actual painting is maybe about 10% of the project. And the question you just asked is really about the 10%, and the 90% led up to that, which is the first domino was when the Rotary Club said yes to our proposal to create such a thing. And another domino down the line is when the National Forest Service said, yes, this is a neat idea, and in fact, let's make it a children's forest. And then the 10% that you're really asking about had to do with, literally going in there with bulldozers and digging and scraping. We had to tear down the building, and then we had to cap the land with many feet of topsoil that we had to create ourselves. So we were actually composting city leaves for the years leading up to the actual 10% time frame, if you can take the metaphor a little step further, and created our own soil. We had to add some on top of that to make it all work.
Well, and you mentioned the Forest Service, and Gene Clausen is here. And the Forest Service has been a partner in this project, but there is not a national forest within 150 miles of Milwaukee. So why are you involved?
The Forest Service got involved, and we realized it had been going on for years before we got involved. We got involved in 2012. We put in for a Children's Forest grant, and the Forest Service started the Children's Forest program in 2011. And what a children's forest is an outdoor space that's focused on getting children and families into the outdoors, for more specifically to get them to try new outdoor recreation opportunities, to learn about nature, and also to get the youth involved in the management of that space. So Yeah, so we were very excited when we got some funding for the creation of the Children's Forest. There are 22 across the country now, and very few urban sites. So we're very excited about that, that this will be one of the few urban children's forests.
Well, and that seems like the educational component to that seems like it dovetails perfectly with what the Urban Ecology Center has already been doing.
Yeah, I mean, what really this project is about from the urban ecology's perspective is increasing our outdoor classroom and learning laboratory and research site for the 50-some schools that we partner with around the city and the universities we partner with on the research and all of that. It's just expanding our outdoor classroom.
Well, and so if that's why the Forest Service has been interested in it and that's why the Urban Ecology Center has been interested in it, what interested Rotary to begin with?
The Rotary is currently finishing up the celebration of its 100th year here in Milwaukee, and we really wanted to make an important gift to the community. And one of the areas where we have historically worked is with the environment and with children. And so this was a perfect bringing together of our interest in children, education, and really enhancing the environment. And to have the opportunity to work with great partners, it really just was a great fit for us.
Well, and what do you see as the immediate and maybe pie-in-the-sky future for the Arboretum, especially as it pertains to what children will take from this forest?
Well, I think that every day there's a story about a child coming to the Urban Ecology Center that's had a different experience than they would have had they not had the chance to come and touch a tree and, you know, find a frog along the river. I think that's really what we're really looking to create. And one of the other partners in this project is the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund that gave us a very substantial grant. And several of us had the opportunity to go and testify several times on behalf of this project. And what we were able to say is we're taking kids who wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to experience nature and show them nature right here in Milwaukee. And that's a very special and unique opportunity.
And the cool thing is nature has come. I mean, we were out there today and there was a Cooper's hawk on one of the large logs that we've laid out as part of our Imaginaturescape plan for the Children's Forest. And there was I got an email this morning that there was a coyote up on one of the hills just last night. So it's nature's already found it. It's pretty special.
When I was there the other day and there was a deer bounding up the riverbank and the butterflies are flitting around on the natural native habitat, and that's another important part of what we're doing there is really putting in a native habitat, which is really intended to support native animals and native insects.
Jean, I think you mentioned one of the goals is to involve kids in the management of the site. What form does that take?
Well, I could see that in several different forms, and certainly, Urban Ecology Center does a fantastic job of that already. Getting kids involved in service projects, whether it's getting them out with their classrooms that the Urban Ecology Center works with, doing plantings or removal of invasive species, having the teens work with the younger children, having them have some input into the maybe some of the design elements that will be coming in the future as part of the Children's Forest and the Arboretum.
Do you see the Arboretum, you know, as having a bigger footprint than just the land it sits on?
Oh, certainly. I mean, it's all about quality of life. And what the Arboretum is providing is one more element of this very cool city's resurgence as a high-quality place to live. And so when we're hearing politicians talking about jobs, well, this actually is about job retention because this is a place that people want to be because there's nearby nature that they can get sustained both spiritually, physically, and emotionally and in every other way. So it's there's a lot to it. This is also a gateway to an 800-acre corridor that a group of us over the last decade have managed to preserve for the city along the Milwaukee River. So it's a pretty spectacular place to live. I mean, I bike it every day, and I think I just count my blessings every day. It's like, wow, this is a great place, and it's a sleeper town. A lot of people don't know that, but each time we add a new brewery or a new baseball stadium or a new arboretum, it just gets – or an art museum, or you could just – Harley Davidson, you could just keep going and going. It just keeps getting better and better.
What's going to happen on the grand opening day? What's the compelling reason to go on day one?
I think that being a part of something very exciting at the very beginning is really a very, very important part of just being there. I think there will be a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement. We will have a special unveiling of the arch, but we really want to bring people down there to have a good time. There'll be arts and crafts. There'll be music. There'll be games. There'll be arch building. There'll be an opportunity to walk around and have tours and just see what's going on. And there will be – you'll be part of something that is engaging and fun and having a good time in Milwaukee.
But I would say the main reason to come down is to become part of this community. I mean, it is a community project and a community process, and now is the time to get involved. And you don't build an arboretum. I mean, we're just opening up the beginning. It takes 100 years to grow a tree. So this thing will be changing and growing for many, many years to come.
While it is definitely a community project, Saturday, September 28th is also National Public Lands Day, which is a day designated for volunteers to get out across the country. There's almost 2,000 sites across the country encouraging volunteers to get out and take care of their public lands.
Well, it sounds like a remarkable day altogether. Mary, Ken, Jean, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Mary McCormick is Executive Director of the Milwaukee Rotary Club. Jean Claussen is Coordinator for the U.S. Forest Service's Urban Connections Program in Milwaukee. And Ken Leinbach is Director of the Urban Ecology Center. They spoke with Mitch Teich. The Rotary Centennial Arboretum opens to the public this Saturday, which is also National Public Lands Day. There are links to much more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Well, the 2013 Milwaukee Film Festival gets underway tonight, and up next we'll talk with two of the keynote speakers about the state of cinema and film criticism. Stay tuned for more of Lake Effect on WUWM right after this.